It is Connect FM, Tay and Jay Show, Lante, Jeremy Warner, Mike Carpenter, and we're going to do, this isn't a segment, but I'm going to do something for you guys, because you're the NBA experts, so what I want to do this segment is just start ripping off questions to you guys and have you answer them regarding the Bulls and the Heat. Does that
like
sound
that.
Fair? Does
yes.
that sound fair?
That now, sounds like a plan, Tay.
That's a plan, which I don't usually come up with. But I'm also wanting people to call, though, if they have their own questions. 359-2255. 359-2255. Plug it into your cell phone. Tay and Jay, get it done. Give us a call. And, you know, I had somebody the other day ask me this. You know, well, I get nervous to call. Look, I understand it's not the easiest thing to do, but here's how it works. You call up. Mike will answer the phone. He'll put you on hold. We'll get you on. Mm-hmm. Just do, you know, take a breath. Do your thing. When you're done talking, we'll say goodbye to you, and we'll hit the drop button. So don't be nervous to call. I mean, hey, listen to me. I'm a goofball. It's easy to
That's
call me.
That's what makes you lovable, Tay. Come on. No, but if you really don't want to call, but you want to interact with us, you can also email us, Jeremy, Jeremy, at myconnectfm.com.
Or Lon, Lon, at myconnectfm.com. We love the fact that we've got a lot of multiple callers. I mean, people that call nonstop, like Josh, I think, that's coming up. But we love seeing those new callers, too. So if you've always thought about doing it, just give us a call. 359-2255. We will make it easy, that's for sure. All right, let's go to Josh. Josh, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
Good. Well, first-time caller, I just wanted to call and comment on which pitcher I would face.
Okay, which is it?
Well, being a Cubs fan, I'd like to tear apart every one of the Cardinal pitchers, so I'd face every one of them. Go Cubs.
Yes, Josh, we haven't heard enough from you Cubs fans.
That is solid.
You know what? It's just another traditional Cubs year of ups and downs. So.
Would Josh, which pitcher? Now, you got to narrow it down on the Cardinal staff. Which one would you want to face?
I got one.
A healthy Wainwright, I would say.
Ooh, so you're going all in.
Yeah, I would have to say probably. Show them how we do it.
Because if you strike out against Adam Wainwright,
well, that's true.
It's not that big of a deal.
I nicked one. I found one.
And you might be able to hit him now because he'd have to throw left-handed, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he probably would.
This might be your best chance, Josh.
Yeah, it might be a big accomplishment, though, to get a good pitcher, rip one off of him.
So. I would have gone with Ryan Franklin right there. I think you could hit him right now, Josh.
Well, maybe.
That thing.
Hook that up. I'll try it.
Hey, we're going to try this. I mean, I think it would be fantastic to see one of us toe the rubber, go toe-to-toe.
That'd be awesome.
Josh, thanks for the call, man.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, that is a great answer. I'm going to go with the entire Cardinals pitching staff.
He wants to bring it. He's saying, I got an opportunity. I want one of the best.
That's hard to beat.
Got a call from John from Thomasboro saying, and this is for you, Lon, saying that if he could go against a pitcher, it would be Chris Carpenter after the way the Cubs got after him.
See, hard to argue.
Fans, huh?
13 hits against Carp. He was throwing him high. He was keeping it up in the zone. Well, hey, great calls. Keep them coming. Who would you face if you could get a hit? And I mean, I'm trying to figure out somebody that I could actually stand in there, not get petrified, knowing that the ball's going to race by me about 100.
Well, you brought up some of those lefties. Doug Davis, you said, Jamie Moyer, Mark Burley. He's not going to tear your head off.
Right.
He's not going to tear your head off, but his control is so good that you worry about it.
But I like that because I know he's not going to hit me.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding. You know, I need to pick, though. I need to pick a righty.
But he goes from like 90 miles. He goes from about 88 miles an hour to about 78 with his changeup.
Do you know how stupid they could make you look?
Oh, man.
They'd throw a fastball down the gut, and then you'd be like, all right, just try to catch up to it, Lon. And then they'd throw you a changeup, and you'd swing 8 times.
Well, that's why my baseball career ended.
Well, same here.
Pitcher threw more than a fastball. I was done.
Well, Jeremy's not playing this year. Let's go to Tony in Charleston. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing good. I think I'd go old school on this one. I'd like to go up against Nolan Ryan.
Ooh, that's sweet. Although, Nolan Ryan's ornery enough, he would ding you in the ribs, I think.
Probably, but it would be fun just to be up there to say I went up against Nolan Ryan.
Tony, did you ever hear my Nolan Ryan story I told about Kevin Seitzer, who's from Aurora, Illinois, played in the big leagues a few years.
Third baseman?
Yes. No, I'm sorry. I said Kevin Seitzer. I mean somebody different. Kevin Seitzer played at Lakeland.
Okay.
I'm sorry. You're correct on that. I'm thinking of somebody else now that, of course, won't come to my head, but a kid that played in the major leagues, and he was sitting on the Royals bench and talking to George Brett. Nolan Ryan threw his last warm-up pitch, walked over in front of their dugout down the third baseline and put an X in the dirt. And Kevin Kozlowski, I'm sorry, was his name. And he looked at George Brett and said, now, why would he do that? And he said, that means if you bunt, he's going to throw at your head. I'm like, that is awesome. So I said, Kevin, did you bunt? And he's like, well, heck no, I didn't bunt.
I wouldn't.
No. Tony, that's a great call. Nolan Ryan is Tony's going up against Nolan Ryan. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Have a great day.
All right. Nolan Ryan.
And if he does hit you, don't charge the mound. Because Robin Ventura showed us all that that's not a good thing. Because Nolan Ryan, who, by the way, is now the main owner for Texas.
Yes.
He was named the main owner, I guess, today. But, yeah, I mean, he's a big man. And he's 6'5", like 250 pounds back in the day. So I wouldn't mess with him.
No.
Who would you want to hit against? 359-2255. That's 217-359-2255.
It's a fun topic. It's kind of funny to do. Let's come back and talk about and hopefully maybe get to some Bulls questions with you guys. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.
93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Latte, Jeremy Warner, Mike Carpenter. We are taking your calls. 359-2255. 359-2255. We're asking you, who would you want to face in the big leagues if you could take one at bats? And we've had some interesting questions.
You went the easy route.
Oh, yes, I do.
Doug Davis.
Yep. And this comes from me sitting sometimes watching going, I think I could hit him.
Yeah.
Knowing full well I couldn't.
Yeah, see, every caller we've had, and they've had great answers. A couple, one said Adam Wainwright because he wants to go against Cardinals pitcher. Then we had Nolan Ryan,
Tony
wants to sit there, and Tony wants to take a pitch and see what it was like and say, hey, I went up against him. You guys are crazy. You guys are crazy to think you can hit off of these major league pitchers.
But that's not what we're asking. Let us live the dream, Jeremy.
You guys are crazy.
We know. Listen, I know I can't hit Doug Davis. I just want to try.
You just said, I think I could take him.
No, I always sit there and say, I wonder if I could hit this guy. No, believe me. Listen, anybody that's seen me try to hit fast pitch softball knows there's no way I could hit these guys.
You guys are crazy. There's no way. I mean, 80 miles an hour, you'd sit there and go, whoa! Hey, calm down there, big guy.
Yeah, can you throw the changeup, but even slower? Let's go to Adam and Camargo. Adam, how are you, buddy?
Not too bad. How are you guys?
Who's the pitcher you'd want to hit off of?
I want to go against Rod Beck because he's the guy who's going to hit you in the helmet, but he's going to take you out for a beer afterwards.
Nice.
Because he looks like the guy at the end of the bar.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Rod Beck, that's a great one. Do you think you could hit him?
Nowadays, probably the way he throws now, but you know, back when he was a Cubs pitcher, I'm pretty sure, for a while, and he threw pretty goddamn hard.
Yeah, well, he's 53 now, that's why you think you can hit him.
Yeah, I think I've got the upper hand, being only 23.
I don't mean to disturb you guys, but isn't Rod Beck dead?
Is he? No, I didn't know that. I honestly did not know that.
Isn't Rod Beck dead?
Let me check that. I feel like something
happened. Yeah, he died in 2007, guys.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Well, certainly we did not know that, so don't be putting that on me.
Making fun of dead people. Wait,
well, he means...
It shows it in all time
2000,
low.
Rod Beck.
Yeah, the old time.
The old time. All right, Adam, be good, buddy.
All right, see you guys.
I did not know...
Rod Beck before cirrhosis of the liver, or which one?
I did not know Rod Beck died.
Yeah, he...
Did not know that.
Yeah.
I don't know how I missed that.
Died at 38.
Was he 38 years old?
Wow.
That's too bad. I honestly did not know that. Let's go to Dave and Philo. Dave, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Good. Who would you hit off of?
Oh, I would go Bobby Douglas when he pitched for the White Sox.
Really? So that's old school there.
Yeah, he had like a 13 or 14 ERA, so he'd have walked me, but at least got on base.
So now wait, Dave, are you going to sit there? You're not going to sit there and take a walk, are you?
Oh, absolutely. There's no way I would go up against any of those guys.
I agree, because they would throw it right by us, wouldn't they?
In college, one of the pitchers threw to me, and I hit the dirt the first time, and they called a strike on me. So,
where'd you play, Dave?
I didn't play baseball. I ran, but the baseball players down at SIU, I was saying I could hit them, and he threw a pitch.
And I hit the dirt.
I never seen a curveball like that in Little League. So
Dave,
that was it. I walked out after that one.
I love it. Thanks for the call, Dave.
All right, we'll see you.
See you, buddy. That is Dave. That's classic. Let's go to Alan in Tuscola. Alan, how are you?
I'm fine, guys. How are you?
Doing well.
Give me any knuckleballer.
Yeah, well, see, that's my thought, too.
So you think you can find that thing and get a piece of it?
Well, I'd have better luck than going against a fastballer.
That's true.
Listen, I agree with Alan, because I kind of mentioned Wakefield earlier, because it'd be floating everywhere, but at least it's there for you to see it.
Well, I figured I could do like Bob Uecker. Somebody asked him how you caught a knuckleball. He said, wait till it stopped rolling.
I always feel bad for these catchers that try to catch him. Alan, thanks for the call, buddy.
Okay.
Oh, we appreciate it. That is Alan doing knuckleball.
You know what I would do with that thing? I'd bunt it.
Yeah, or try.
Bunt it down the line. I got my head. Done.
Done.
Done. It's over.
That means I'd have to run up and down the line, though. That could be scary. Here's Roger in Danville. Who's this guy?
Hey, guys. First time caller, long time listener. How we doing?
We appreciate you listening in Danville. That's for sure.
That's for sure. Okay, the guy before me just killed me because I was going to say a knuckleballer, but I'm going to go a little bit deeper. I'm going to say injured ankle Curt Schilling.
Ooh.
He was pretty untouchable that night, though.
With the Heinz ketchup on the sock?
With the ketchup or the mustard, don't make no difference.
Do you think you could touch Curt Schilling? Because he's a little ornery, too. He'd come up and in on you, I think.
About as much as the chances of the guy that wanted to hit Nolan Ryan, but hey, what the heck.
Well, Roger, it sounds like you're off and running on this Friday, and that's good to hear.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
You take care, buddy. Oh, I cut Roger off. I shouldn't do that to Roger.
Don't cut Roger off.
Sorry, that was my fault.
Anyone but Roger.
That was my fault. That was Roger, I'm sorry.
And he's legitimately, like, Lon actually does feel bad.
I know, I do, because Roger and
he's
Donna
scared right now.
Call all the time. Let's go to Donna. Donna, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Well, good.
You probably didn't know Dorothy Schrader, who played in the League of Their Own.
Well, is she from, she's from...
Sidoris.
Sidoris, yes. And she was the, they portrayed her in A League of Their Own, right? Gina Davis?
That's right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, she told me all about that, because I used to work with her.
That is really neat.
Dottie. What's that? She's known as Dottie.
That's right.
Uh-huh, yeah. She said that... Everything you saw in the movie, I mean, the charm school in that was true.
That is
neat. The rest of it isn't. But she said that she played the whole 12 years of the league, and if you ever go to the Hall of Fame, her picture's there.
Oh, yes, that would be neat. Well, that's something that I've been to an NFL Hall of Fame. I've been to the NHL Hall of Fame. I've never been to the Baseball Hall of Fame at Cooperstown. That's one thing I'm going to do. And if I do that, I will look for her. So, Donna, that's a great call. Thank you for calling, Donna.
Thank you.
All right. I forgot. I mean, yeah, from Sidoris, Illinois. Great call. All right,
She was actually born and died in Champaign.
Yes, yeah. And she was, what'd you say, Dottie, right?
I think in the movie they call her Dottie Henson. Yeah.
What was her actual name? I'm sorry, again.
Dorothy Schrader.
Dorothy Schrader, okay.
She played for 11 years in the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League.
Isn't that neat? Mm-hmm. I mean, to know that somebody from Central Illinois is basically the reason probably they did that. Well, not the whole reason they did the show, but a big reason for that. All right, Tony in Charleston, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm good. I just wanted to clarify. I don't think anywhere in the world, I'm going to hit a Nolan Ryan pitch. But I figure he's around, 60, somewhere around there. It can't be as fast as it was. But even if he hits you, you might survive the hit, you know? So just to say you're there, you know... I'm just clarifying.
Tony, you don't need to defend yourself.
No, I want confidence.
No, I like your suggestion. Yes. I mean, come on, bring it, Nolan. What do you got?
Well, he might throw it harder if you say that.
I want to know, are you going to talk some smack to Nolan before you get in the batter's box?
Of course. You got to throw him the wink, you know, and just hope that he's off. Yes. You know, well, throw him behind you or get so mad he's hitting at your head. You know, I'll just hit the dirt and take the walk.
Exactly.
But just to say that I was there.
Yep.
You know.
Just say Nolan Ryan couldn't get me out.
That's like poking the bull. That's like poking the bull, man.
Thanks, Tony.
Have a great day.
All right. What was it, Nick Lelouch or whatever, and the guy, got to hit the mascot sometime. Yeah. Keep the other team thinking. Oh, great calls today.
Yeah, if you want to call 359-2255, that's 217-359-2255.
Who would you want to hit off of in Major League Baseball. Take a chance. Doug Davis is my pick right now, but I'm left-handed. I need to pick a righty. I'm going to think on that. Let's do it next. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.
93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Tay and Jay Show, it is Friday, baby.
And once in a while, we stumble into one of those topics that just strikes a nerve with people. And, Lon, you got one going here.
It totally did.
Who this is awesome,
who do you, man, Mike hasn't even been able to.
No, I'm just, I know. I'm just answering phones today, man. That's all right.
As we are getting okay. So many calls on this, who would you want to bat against? Who would you, what pitcher
yes.
do you think you could hit? Or would you just want to stand in the box and say, hey, I can get this. I got you. And watch the fastball go right by it.
No, you don't watch. You hear it.
Yeah, 217-359-2255. 217-359-2255.
We're going to Jeff in Bethany. Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Down in Bethany. Are you listening to us loud and clear down there?
Yeah, coming in really good.
That's awesome. That's great to hear. Well, who would you face, Jeff?
Well, as a Cardinal fan, I would have absolutely no chance of getting a hit off of him, but I would have loved to have batted against Bob Gibson
yes.
in his prime just to see what everybody else felt like.
Jeff,
you know, they say Willie Horton struck out looking in the 68 series, and he got caught looking on a slider, and he swore to this day that the ball hit him, and it was right down the middle of the plate, but that's
wow.
how much it broke.
Now, would you go ahead and show bunt early against Gibby just so you could see the entire pitch?
No.
And I'm falling straight on your face as you
use
no.
No.
No,
that's when you dig your own grave.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And like the Bob Gibson story when he called Tim McCarver out. Yeah. I don't remember if it was Roberto Clemente or somebody was up there digging in, and Gibby yeah. calls McCarver out to the to the mound, and he says, hey, tell that guy to go ahead and make that hole 6 feet deep.
That's right.
That is great. Great call, Jeff. We appreciate
yeah.
it. All right.
Well, I would go to the batter's box, and I would be sitting there saying, what am I doing?
Oh.
Because we talked to Lou Brock about him, and he just called him a mean old cuss, even though he's the nicest guy off the field. Lou is still really close friends with Bob Gibson, but he said, man, if you went to the plate against him, terrified.
We had gotten a call, actually, just before Jeff, too, from Michael Muhammad, and he said the same thing, Bob Gibson.
Nice.
I think we might get a few calls like that.
I love it. I love hearing that. Let's go to Gary and Leroy. Gary, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great.
Yeah. Hey, I would pick Carlos Zambrano.
Ooh. Going against the Big Z.
Going against the crazy.
Yeah,
the crazy.
Yeah. I guarantee you after two pitches, I'd have him back in anger management.
Listen to that laugh from Gary. You think you could get him? You think you could get in Carlos's head?
Oh, yeah. That's pretty easy to do.
I agree with that. That's hard to argue with that. Yeah. That's for sure. All
Just
right.
Tell him how ugly he is.
Gary, thanks for the call, buddy.
All right.
Gary from Leroy. We appreciate that.
Venture to say he's a Cardinals fan.
Yes, yes.
Venture to say that.
Let's go to Jeff in Camargo. Jeff, how are you, buddy?
Good. How you fellas today?
Doing great. Who are you going up against?
Well, I've got a couple different angles on this, so stay in the boat with me.
Okay.
With recent events, if I want to get a hit, I'm going to Lewis and Franklin on the mound.
Yes.
That's my pick, Jeff.
Yeah, and I like this angle of digging in for the big names, Nolan Ryan, Bob Gibson picks. What a name that's going to roll off the tongue when I lighted him up. Fernando Valenzuela.
Ooh. So you're not going to get fooled when he looks in the sky. You're not going to look up to the sky and figure,
looking out of his third eye. You saw it in Bull Durham.
His third eye. That's so true. So, hey, that's a good one. Fernando Valenzuela. That's a good one.
Or another name that will roll right off the tongue for you. Raleigh Fingers.
Ooh, totally. Or Vida
with the
Blue.
Handlebar mustache.
Vida Blue.
I would fear the mustache more than the pitch.
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, you never know it, because I think he has substance in that.
I can't trust a guy with that mustache.
Some of Goose Gossage had one.
Jeff, thanks a lot, buddy.
Thanks, fellas.
All right, that is Jeff from Camargo. Wow, we have had a
cascade of calls.
Yes, and not only that, but from different Doug Davis to Nolan Ryan to Bob Gibson to Raleigh Fingers,
to some
knuckleballers
we'd never heard of before.
Oh,
even though I'm a huge
great
White Sox fan.
Bobby Douglas, right?
Bobby Douglas,
yes.
There you go.
I mean, these are great. This is great.
I'm going with Ryan Franklin. I'm sorry.
It's hard to argue with that.
It seems like everyone's getting a hit off him these days. If I want to get hit, that's my guy. But if I'm going for, hey, I want to see what his pitches look like, I might go against Aroldis Chapman from the Reds right now.
No way.
105-mile-an-hour fastball. I want to see what that thing looks like.
I don't want to see – I don't want to be in the stadium when that guy's throwing. No way.
That's one of those that you think in the hat – it would whiz by and the hat will fly off.
Yeah.
Like you'd see in a movie or something like that. The hat just flies off your head just because it's going so fast.
The person I would probably want to go against historically, Sandy Koufax.
Oh, that'd
there's
be cool.
There's such a myth about that guy that you'd almost want to see in person because old film doesn't really do it justice.
Yeah, you didn't get enough of him. He quit too early and it's, you know, there's
blew
two.
Out
there's
his
two,
arm pretty much.
Yeah, there's two ways to think it. Well, that's, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well,
there's two ways to think of it. You know, who could you actually get a hit by? You know, I mean, who could you get a hit off of, or who would you just want to face to say that you faced Bob Gibson?
359-2255. Give us a call, 217-359-2255.
It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5-95.3.
Connect FM.
80 degrees, Tay and Jay Show, 93.5-95.3, the new Connect FM. Wrap it up. A great show today, and we appreciate all the callers. We've had a ton of them, and we've got some more. Let's go to Juan in Arcola. Juan, how are you?
Good. Yeah, you're talking about that baseball stuff. I just didn't know about it much, but I'd like to face that old Fernando Vina.
Wait, you mean Valenzuela? We lost that. All right, let's go to. No, we lost Tony.
Oh no!
We're ending the show on a.
Hey, we still got a little time.
Yeah, right? We still got time.
We got an email from Jordan. You can email us, Jeremy JEREMY at myconnectfm.com.
Or Lon LON at myconnectfm.com.
And Jordan says he's agreeing with me. He says I'm a huge Cardinals fan. It hurts me to say it, but I would want to hit off Ryan Franklin because everyone else can hit him. So why couldn't I?
Well, everybody else that's hitting him is they're Major League Baseball players. Maybe that's. But no, you know what? It's not a bad idea. When you said Franklin, I'm like, well, he's got to be the guy right now that you'd have to give the best chance to. Because it seems like you could hit him. Okay, for the trifecta, it's Tony in Charleston. How are you, Tony?
Yeah, well, see, I was talking about who my dream pitcher would be, Nolan Ryan.
Right.
If you're talking strictly on trying to get a hit, you got to work with me on this one.
We've got Tony thinking today.
Yeah, Tony's defending himself, and he doesn't have to.
If you're thinking about strictly getting a hit, you got to go with your best chances. Somebody who didn't pitch much, maybe got one or two innings in and got whiffed towards the head or something. So I'm going to go with Jose Canseco because he technically pitched like two or three innings. So I think I can get a hit off of him.
All right, so Jose Canseco, but he's big enough that you better not charge the mound.
Yeah, I just don't think.
But you can also upset him really easy. So, you know, he might just throw it wild again, you know? So you got to go with that.
Tony, you have a great night.
You too.
We got Tony thinking about this.
If we're going with that, then I got to go with Mark Grace, the more mild-mannered Mark Grace, who did pitch an inning or two.
That's a technicality.
Aaron Miles.
It's a technicality, but if we're going position players that actually stepped in, I'm not going with the roided-out crazy person.
No, exactly.
I don't want to die, frankly.
Well, if you want to make it interesting and fear for your life, Rick Ankiel.
Oh, totally.
Throw him out there.
It's like Charlie Sheen in Major League.
I was at the playoff game against the Braves when he just lost it. Ah, the meltdown. Guys, thanks for the calls today. This has been fantastic. Tay and Jay Show. We interviewed Brian Cardinal today, right?
Yeah, we talked to Brian.
Brian did a great job with, of course, the Dallas Mavericks, the former Unity Rockets. So that was fun to get him involved in all of this. But we've got baseball tonight, Jeremy.
Yeah, Cardinals Reds live from Cincinnati, loud and clear right here. We're getting off the show early, about 5:15. That's when pregame starts. First pitch at 6:10 on the new home of the Cardinals baseball, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.
So we still got time. You could still give us a call. Who do you want to face in Major League Baseball? Who do you think you could get a hit off? And mine's Doug Davis until I can think of a different one.
And Bulls fans, Miami Heat are in town on Sunday in Chicago. Mm-mm. Who wins that series and how many games? 359-call-217-359-2255.
Tay and Jay Show.